that skill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Good evening and welcome back to another episode of Virtual Soundscapes, the video game music show only on Radio Catskill. I'm your host, Matt Hurtado, and tonight's episode is our first episode focusing on the composition of video game music. I'm joined at the end of the hour by the lead composer for the Australian video game jazz cover band, The Consoles, to talk about their band, their new album, and what it takes to compose music for video games. To celebrate their new album's release, let's hear a song from it right now. Verdant Turf Town from Pokemon Ruby.
Thank you.
just heard the soothing sounds of Equilibrium from Final Fantasy XIV and Bustling Afternoon of Mondstadt from Genshin Impact, both covers composed by our guest tonight, Jonathan Gamera of The Consoles. I'll interview Jonathan at the end of the hour to talk to him about his band's new album, as well as the importance and impact of video game music. But let's take a listen now to another set of their songs, starting us off with Night Market from Stardew Valley. Thank you. An original transposition by the video game jazz cover band The Consoles, that was Aerith Del Sol, a mashup of two different incredible pieces of music from Final Fantasy VII, preceded by Kunimitsu's theme from Tekken 7. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll hear more great cover songs from The Consoles, followed by an interview with Jonathan Gamera, their composer.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Bill Gates on dinner at Mar-a-Lago.
President Trump, you know, is going to make a lot of policy decisions. And I would say the range of possibilities in many areas has never been as broad.
Bill Gates on the politics of technology in 2025. Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
This week on This American Life.
So he's moving now. The guy in the white car's moving. Bob's moving. You'll all be able to put your cars right down there.
On a narrow street in Brooklyn, one neighbor takes it on himself to get everybody to move their cars two times a week when the street cleaner comes through. He does this week in, week out. We hear about that and about other people who choose to live in their own, ever-repeating Groundhog Days. For Groundhog Day, this week.
Saturday at 6 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to this jazzy-themed video game music episode of Virtual Soundscapes. I'm your host, Matt Hurtado, and today we're deep diving into the catalog of the Australian video game jazz band, The Consoles. At the end of the hour, I'll interview their lead composer, Jonathan Gamera. One of my personal favorites of their tracks is Burning Town from Shantae, a burning fast cover from a great game. Let's take a listen to it now. Hopefully it's a relaxing, lazy evening for you, as we just heard Lazy Afternoons from Kingdom Hearts 2, as well as one of the console's fan favorite songs, Nightwalker, from Under Nightbirth EXE.late. Now let's take a chat with the composer of the band himself, Mr. Jonathan Gamera. You're listening to Virtual Soundscapes on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm your host, Matt Hurtado, and today I'm joined by Jonathan Gamera, a double bass player and arranger for the band The Consoles, who specialize in arrangements and performances of video game tunes, new and old. Jonathan, thanks for joining me.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Matt.
So, Jonathan, can you tell me a bit about the history of The Consoles? Like, what was your inspiration, and why did you start creating video game covers?
So, the band itself started as a somewhat of a solo project by our keys player and, I guess, lead arranger, Zorzi. He had a solo YouTube channel over a decade at this point, and he would do a lot of solo piano stuff, but he'd also feature a lot of guests, and a lot of the regular guests would then go on to become the main members of The Consoles. So people like Tim on sax, Mark on drums, Anthony, who used to play some guitar and bass for the band at different points. And then that went on for a few years until, I guess, a bit over a decade ago now, where he met me, which was like, I guess, the final piece of the puzzle. And then it went from being a solo act to being more of a group thing. And then over the course of the decade, it's gone from, you know, just quartet covers, trio covers on YouTube, from everything to, well, we're about to release a 9-piece EP, and we've done, you know, proper video game soundtracks at this point. So it's been a wild ride. But as for why we did it was as simple as, like, well, I guess there was sort of a VGM scene back in the day, but it was very much like, I guess, YouTube wasn't quite as popping as it is now. But yeah, it just sort of stemmed from that underground, like, OCR remix community, and just like a general, I guess, desire to just sort of mesh the two things that we love, which is like video game music and jazz. And there was never really any thought, I guess, beyond that, besides, hey, let's just do it. And then as things sort of got more and more heavy, it was like, oh, cool, let's just run with it and see where this goes.
Can you walk us through your creative process when you're adapting a video game soundtrack into one of your jazz covers?
So there are a few different ways that goes down. Sometimes it's as simple as, like, I have this video game tune and I hear, you know, X jazz standard over it, and I'm going to try and mesh it up and we're going to see what happens. So there are plenty of examples like that where, like, say, for example, like Cathar, one of the themes from Monster Hunter, there was a very specific Avishai Koran album that we were listening to at the time. Well, I was listening to at the time, and I'm like, oh, I like this tune. I bet it will work over this video game tune. Let's try it. And then, so that in that case, it was simple as, like, not cut copy, but like taking a tune as an existing template and then sort of adjusting it to see what we can do with it. And then, you know, once it gets to the band, that's when, I guess, our spin sort of comes onto it and it really comes into its own. But recently, I guess, our big arrangement process is through a concert live stream series that we do called Consoles Radio, which basically the way that works is we'll pick a theme. So our next one coming up will be on August 31st. And we do these live in person as well as on YouTube. But It's basically a fan-funded show over on Patreon where we pick a theme. In this case, we'll be doing, you know, tunes themed around, you know, video game in nature. So forest themes and all sorts of other weird and wonderful things. And we'll say, all right, here's the theme. And then patrons will come back to us and give us a whole bunch of different requests. It's then open to the public where people vote on it. And we will look at the top voted tunes and we'll say, all right, let's see what we've got here. And from there, it's sort of like sometimes inspiration will sort of strike. Sometimes you'll immediately hear something. Sometimes it's just like, okay, well, now I understand why we pick the tunes, because it's like not for any other reason besides like how sometimes tunes come up. It's like you thought this would be good for a jazz band. And then it's like, okay, now what do we do? And so in situations like that, you are sort of like throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. And then, like, let's say an arrangement comes in very late. Sometimes we'll look at an existing set list and go, all right, well, we're missing a ballad. We're missing an up tune. Let's use that as a starting point and see what we can do. And at the moment, I think we've got, well, basically everyone in the band now has contributed an arrangement. So everyone's going to have their own different process. But I know, for example, like, yeah, taking that cut copy standard over, say, jazz standards is something we do a lot. Yeah, or like using a different tune, you know, taking inspiration from something, or sometimes you'll just hear something that comes really naturally, and other times you are just throwing things out there and seeing what works. So it really depends, but that's sort of like our main workflow at the moment, because that's like 5-6 new arrangements every 2 months for that show. And yeah, that's generally how that goes down.
Has there ever been a time where you've really wanted to make a certain song work, but it just couldn't fit it together somehow?
Oh yeah, there's a decade old folder on our Google Drive full of arrangements. I think I'm pretty sure that folder is just titled One Day. yeah, there have definitely been tunes like that for sure.
So what do you think is unique about video game music? Why do you think it's so important? Because I mean, millions of people go and stream your music and, you know, just video game official soundtracks on Spotify. What do you think is so important and impactful about video game music?
I think what makes video game music not different, but one of its, I guess, defining features is that oftentimes we tie specific moments in video games to the soundtrack that plays with it, right? So, you know, when we think about like the pop music and the music that we grew up with, you know, even if it's not necessarily the most, you know, musical artistic piece of like composition ever written, oftentimes it will mean something to us because it's tied to a specific moment with us. And I think in video games, you know, whether it's a big reveal at the end of a game or, you know, something that you just have in the background when you're playing with a specific group of friends, I think the reason why so many people are drawn to video game music is obviously it sounds great, but I think there is not the nostalgia, but that like sort of personal touch that you add to it, just from, you know, spending all those hours with this specific medium, because it's not like a movie where, you know, you can knock it out in a couple of hours. You're sometimes spending dozens, hundreds of hours in these games. And I think you just build up an affinity with these soundtracks just by doing that.
What would you say is the soundtrack that is most defined for you because of a memory?
Street Fighter 2 Turbo, or Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, I guess. That was, well, I've been playing fighting games competitively like my entire adult life and then some. So, you know, I played it here. I lived in Japan for 3 years. I played it there. And so like every character theme, like obviously they're super short, so they're just burned into your brain. But for me, that is the soundtrack of my life, I think.
That's a great one. Jonathan, can you tell us a little bit more about your upcoming album? You mentioned it briefly earlier, but...
Sure. I guess we hit 10 years in June this year, and no, it's not like every year we're trying to do something bigger and better, but I guess we do like to try and challenge ourselves. So at the start of COVID, we introduced this concert series called Consoles Radio, which is a bi-monthly thing where we live stream based around a different theme, and that has forced us to sort of do different arrangements of genres for different lineups. It eventually led, you know, Zorzi to have to score for a string quartet. And that was really stressful, but it was also a real high point for the band. And at the end of last year, we sort of thought, all right, what's the next logical step for that? And we're like, all right, well, it would be nice to do a full big band one day, but in the meantime, maybe we can sort of just, you know, dip our toe in and see how we go. And that led us to the currently untitled EP that we've recorded in March, which was a 9-piece lineup featuring 3 horns, a dedicated percussion player, 2 guitars, and, you know, the band. So that audio is dropping as we speak for patrons now. So that whole album will be out this week. And then we're going to drip feed that over on YouTube over the coming weeks here. It features some of like our most ambitious arrangements to date. The video work is like Jason and his team just did an amazing job on that. So yeah, I guess we get this a lot, and I think it's like doubly true for this album. Even if you don't necessarily know the tunes, and there are a couple of originals on there, I think it demonstrates some of like the most ambitious arranging, and obviously we booked some like amazing players, so we're going to showcase some real talent in the Sydney scene. So I hope if you're a video game fan, please keep an eye out for it, because it's going to have some tunes you love, some tunes you will love, and hopefully a whole bunch of playing that you'll love too.
And people can find out more information about that on theconsoles.com, right?
Yes, anywhere you want to find information, you'll get it. So we use the YouTube community tab, we're on socials, the website's going to have everything. So wherever you want to find information and music about us, you will find it.
Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm really looking forward to the new album.
Thank you for your time today, man. It's been good.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode of Virtual Soundscapes. I've been your host, Matt Hurtado. Tune in next week at 10 p.m. for another great hour of video game music, along with an interview with video game composer and hip-hop artist, Too Mellow. If you'd like to hear the interview with the Consoles again or any of our previous guests, you can find them online at wjffradio.org/podcasts, on Spotify, or in the Silicon Valley Archives at library.stanford.edu. Playing us out is KK Cruising from Animal Crossing New Leaf. Thanks for tuning in and have a great night.
It's a new year, And for millions of New Yorkers, that means more money in your pocket. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage in New York State has gone up. Both this year and next, the minimum wage is increasing 50 cents per hour. That's an additional $2,000 to spend on all the things you need. In 2027, the minimum wage will be tied to inflation, which means increases will match costs. New York's new minimum wage, putting money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
I'm Callison Stratton, a singer-songwriter, public historian, and host of Liberation Station here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Liberation Station is a show that highlights the work of female and femme-presenting performers across genre and time. It's my little way of balancing the scales of representation on the radio. Join me for Liberation Station every Saturday evening at 7 p.m., only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.